Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعد الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم مرآة المسلم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
My respected ulama, huffaz, elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I just recommend a sunnah for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before we start? It was the practice of our sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, as taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they came into the masjid, they always filled the safs from the front. And when I came in today, I saw there's a beautiful article on your people's board also, inshallah. These articles are there, take benefit from them, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us abundant reward. If you only know the reward of sitting in the first serf, they say that the person who just knows the reward of sitting in the first serf, a latecomer will be prepared to take out a sword and kill somebody so that he can just get that place in the first serf. And remember this, those of us that are in the habit of sitting in the first serf, the honor and the glory is on the day of Qiyamah, when we're standing in front of Allah, we will be having the honor and the privilege of being in the first saf of the ummah. The choice is ours. We want to be the backbenchers, we can be backbenchers. If we want to be in the front line, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, so we can finish quickly and go into Jannah, inshallah, the choice is ours. Our job is just to speak and say a few things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the correct word, inshallah. Respected elders and friends, we in the month of Rabiul Awal, we're coming to an end. And many of us have been listening to bayans, and we have been listening to bayans, do certain things. And inshallah we start to imitate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in doing things. Respected elders and friends, we can even implement leaving something which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left, and inshallah we will become like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometime leaving out something is more greater than doing something. We'll learn it just now, inshallah. To leave out something is more greater and more virtuous than doing something. It's not that a virtuous act must be left out now. No. Everything is on its place. But however, certain times, a thing that we're supposed not to do, if we do, will destroy what we did. Something that we're not supposed to do, we did, will destroy something that we were supposed to do. Our beloved Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Pak had given him a special quality, which is known as Jawamiul Kalim. Jawamiul Kalim means, in few words, he can explain, you know, you can take an encyclopedia out of lessons out of it. In few words, the meaning is absolutely too great and too big. For example, the hadith that we have just mentioned now. Al-Muslim, Mir'at al-Muslim. Muslim, Mir'at, Muslim. Three letters only. And from the three letters, two we already know. Muslim and Muslim. There's only one word left now. Mir'at. What is Mir'at? Mir'at is a mirror. A mirror means not a Muslim toward another Muslim is like how a mirror is towards an individual who stands in front of it. It doesn't mean if I'm standing in front of you, Baji, I'm going to see my face in your eyes. What is so special in a mirror that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has chosen the mirror as a parable, as an example here? We learned it, inshallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us here something to leave out of our life. To get rid of our life from our life, so that inshallah we don't destroy the other good things that we have done. The achievements that we have, the great strides that we have taken to get closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is this little small little petty thing. They just destroy them and leave us penniless. They say, no, on the day of Qiyamah, somebody comes in front of Allah and say, you know, come there. There'll be so many claimants among the ummatis that will be there. Somebody we owed money. Somebody we did this. Qiyamah day, on a day of Qiyamah, no rands and cents, no context. Let's get it loud and clear. There's no context there. Yeah, we're phoning here and there. Contact we're getting, no contact. There is time to pay. And how you pay? We pay with amal. Don't pay with mal. There's no mal there, only amal there. We only pay with amal there. So now, in order for us to keep our amal safe, to keep our amal safe, so that it can benefit us in the year after. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to be teaching us in this hadith. These are the lessons. That if I go to a mirror, what are the qualities of a mirror? That when I look in a mirror, what do I do? What do I see in it? First and foremost, when I stand in front of the mirror, I see who I am. I see who I am. If I got a scar on my face, it will show me precisely that scar. It won't show me anything else. And by me standing in front of the mirror is not going to make it seem as if it will not project to me another picture. It will only project to me the picture that is in front of me. Thereafter, once we're in front of the mirror, now if the mirror identifies that this is a person that is there, thereafter, now if there is a scar there, it will show there's a scar here, or there's a small piece of chocolate mark here, or there's some drooling marks on the side here. It will show us that. So it will show us who is in front. It will show us what is on that person. And very important, when it shows us something that is on that person, it doesn't exaggerate. It doesn't exaggerate and neither does it diminish. If I got a scar here, if I got a scar on my forehead and that scar is 1 centimeter, the mirror is not going to project it and make it seem as if the scar is running across my entire forehead. Or if I got a piece of chocolate mark on my cheek, it will not, if I stand in front of the mirror, it will not project as if the chocolate is covered my entire face. It will show you precisely that. And the third very beautiful quality that we learn from a mirror, and this is the maqsad of this hadith, respected elders and friends, is that when a person stands in front of the mirror, he sees whatever he saw, the chocolate mark, he saw that scar, whatever drooling mark, whatever he saw, whatever he had seen, he cleaned himself and he went away. Now, after I went away from the mirror, you came and stood in front of the mirror. The mirror does not give you an impression first. You know, see, before you, so and so, Maulana was there, and this was a fault he had in his face. It keeps it clean. The moment I go away from there, finish. The next person that goes in front of the mirror, he's not going to see it. There's no rewind button. There is no recall button. We're not going to page back again. It doesn't allow us that facility. Only the person who is standing in front of the mirror finished that stop. It is only him and the mirror. What a beautiful thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. You and I are friends. You and I see one another on a daily basis. Or whoever we are. We meet one another. And after a while, something happens. You know? What happens? We had a small distinct. And then we start opening fires and talking and everything. Allahu Akbar, Allah Pak save us. We have to be clean like the mirror. The moment the person is not in front of us, it's none of our business to speak anything about that person. It's none of Allah Pak is not going to ask us on the day of Qiyamah of the evil of evil done by somebody else. Respected elders and friends, so first and foremost, when I am with you, when you are with your friend, when you are with your family, when we see one another for who we are, for what we are. If we see a fault in that person, show him that fault. How the mirror projects that fault onto that person, show you see a boy, you've got a scar here, or you've got a chocolate mark here. Now you know exactly what to do with it. Now when you see a fault in somebody, project it to him. A Muslim must tell a Muslim. Today we have that attitude, hey, I don't want to tell me, I don't want to make speech with anybody. I don't want to have a fight, I don't want to have any animosity. No problem, that's your choice. But you think, if you do it in a very nice, humble way, I don't think the person whose attention you're going to bring to will be offended. If you do it with all the ethics and all the, with all the standards that is there, we won't tell somebody in front of everybody. We don't want to call the boy one side, boy, I see, you know, there's something wrong on your face here. Or I've seen you doing something wrong. Boy, I don't think, let's go to the Morana and find out if this thing is permissible or not. So when we see something, address it accordingly, address it precisely. Be like that mirror. The mirror does not exaggerate and the mirror does not trivialize anything. If you saw the scar here, it was 1 inch, it will show you exactly 1 inch. It will not make the scar look like a small dot and neither it will make it look like 5 inches also. And the third one, respected elders and friends, when you and I see faults in one another, when we see the fault, many of times we do not address that fault. We do not address that fault. But what do? We broadcast that fault. One is address it to the person in a nice, lovely way, so that person can rectify himself, so that when you go in front of Allah Ta'ala, he know one less guna that he has to be answerable for. But on the other hand now, if we don't address it in the correct manner with that person, and we adopt that policy of broadcasting, Allahu Akbar, Allah Pak save us. That is not the quality that was picked up in a mirror. That after I was in front of the mirror and I moved away and Baji came after that, when he stood in front of the mirror did not project my image to him, showing him what evils and what faults that I have within me. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful little example our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us. This is what we call in simple words, ghibat. What do you call? Ghibat. It's something that we mustn't do. And if we do, it destroys whatever we did. If we want to destroy our namaz, we want to destroy our zakat, our khairat, our goodness, our feeding, our kindness, our teaching, we want to destroy anything. Simple. Just carry on making ghibat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was talking to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they asked him, my Sahaba, do you know what is ghibat? So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even if they knew the answer, not like us, we want to show who we are, like, you know, I know something, we want to blurt out, you know. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even if they knew something, they kept quiet. Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows best. They want to hear it from the horse's mouth, finished. Although they know the answer. They took privilege on hearing the Mubarak Kalam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we take privilege in showing who am I. Allah Pak save us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to them that speaking evil of your brother in his absence. So Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu was surprised, see. Even if it's true. He said, Gigi, when it's true, that is ghibat. But when he's not true and he's speaking about him behind his back, then that's a slander. That is even worse than that. You know, I recited an ayat, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istanibu kathiran min adh-dhann. Inshallah, we'll do this at another appropriate Jummah, inshallah. This topic is quite wide, it's quite far. There's a couple of things that there are a couple of gunas, there are repercussions as such. They just destroy our good deeds. On the day of Qiyamah, we don't want to stand in front of Allah, stand in front of as paupers. Allah Pak save us. We got that example, we got the parable of a mullah in front of us. Let's worry about ourselves. Let's not worry about anybody else anymore. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were going with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were walking and they were going. And they just came to a spot, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, just wait here. Halt here. There are two graves here. There are two graves here. And both the inmates of these graves are getting punished. Allahu Akbar. Allah pak save from mazhab-e kabar. It's haq. That's our belief, that's our iman. Allah pak save us. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to them, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, there is two people that are being punished here. They are not being punished for something that was like very great or something. They never killed thousands of people or something. They did two sins that were avoidable. Two gunas that were avoidable. And we'll see the link between the gunas just now also. We'll deduce a link between the gunas also. And what was that? The first person, he was being punished in a qabr because whenever he went to the toilet, he didn't take precautions of the droplets that are coming back. He didn't take precautions, shot it anyhow. Some people got a habit, like a fireman, just stand and host. Nauzubillah. After that, coming towards the end, a couple of drops are going to fall. It's going to fall on our clothes. We're going to make beautiful wuzu. And we stand and read a long rakat or namaz, but standing in a napak condition. That is our bodies are being napak, our clothes are napak. And the person that is being punished in the qabr, he is being punished in the qabr for namima. Namima means he is making ghibat. This story from here to there, from there to there. The original muhaddisin say that look at these two gunas. First and foremost, both these gunas are avoidable. If you go in the toilet nicely, take precautions, inshallah the splashes won't come back. And if you just look after the tongue, you don't have to speak evil of anybody. The urine that comes out and splashes makes us napak on the outside. They say that those who have a spiritual eye, the Allah wala who have a spiritual eye, when a person makes ghibat, when a person talks trash, when these kind of talks that come out, literally in their eyes they can see urine and excrete coming out of the person. So a person in ghibat is as good as a person who is napak. One is the person who is napak on the outer, and the other, the person is napak on the inner. The inner napak, nobody sees. Only the person who has done it. The outer napak, we can smell, this person got some urine or something. This person got some this. But the inner napak will be addressed on the day of Qiyamah. I had a field and I had a ball of a time belittling Baji in front of a few people. I had a good, on the day of Qiyamah, the Ummah is going to be having a ball of a time seeing that how my neck is, my good deeds are going to be taken away from me and going to be given to Baji now. Whatever wrong I do to you in the dunya, that wrong is going to, I have to repay you with amal on the day of Qiyamah. As simple as that. And leave alone Qiyamah, before coming to Qiyamah, we can hear from this hadith, that the moment our eyes close, when we go down, punishment is going to start. We hear punishment from first, not for special gunas and all that. But punishment in the qabr, for a hafiz who forget his Quran Sharif, for a person who doesn't, who doesn't take responsibility of his paka, putting a paki and napaki when he goes in the toilet. And a person who doesn't take responsibility of guarding his speech and carrying and moving and making ghibat all the time. These types of punishment have been guaranteed that everything is going to take place in the qabr. Allah Pak save us. Now we don't want anybody to be punished in the qabr. One of the very important things, you know, they say, you know, on the day of Qiyamah, our neki, our good deeds are going to be handed over to the person that we have oppressed or the person that we have committed ghibat of. They say, you know, if you got that habit of backbiting, a good thing will be backbite about your parents. Backbite about your parents, so at least on the day of Qiyamah, your neki can be taken and given to your parents. Instead of being scattered amongst people, they are more deserving of our neki than everybody else. Allah Pak save us. Respected elders and friends, Al-Muslim, Mir'atul Muslim. Those of us that came late, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hadith beautiful, that a Muslim is like a mirror to another Muslim. And what it means, that when you stand in front of the mirror gives you a true impression of who's standing in front. Number two, when it shows you any faults on your face, it doesn't exaggerate and neither does it trivialize. And the third most important thing, that when we move away from the mirror, and now when the next person comes, the mirror does not project our image to the person coming thereafter, that so and so was in front of me, his face was messed, he was like this and he was like that. A mirror doesn't do that. And in another hadith, respected elders and friends, it has been explained to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the explanation is for us also, that making ghibat of somebody is just like devouring and eating of a dead mule. As it is, we are very halal conscious. We want to make sure the stamp, the sign, everything is there. Muslim butcher, whatever it is. We want to make everything must be kosher. Respected elders and friends, our amal must be kosher. Our amal must be in such that it is acceptable in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Simple. We can be sitting in the masjid for hours and hours. Just go outside once and make ghibat of one person, whatever we have achieved, we can just like for hours of hard work, we'll be just passing it over to somebody else. We'll be just giving it like a donation to somebody else. And on the day of Qiyamah, respected elders and friends, Allah Pak says, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. On the day of Qiyamah, your father don't want to see you, the son don't want to see the father, mother, nobody, everybody worried. My little but naked I got, I can't share with anybody. Can we imagine? We still got time to make ghibat, knowing that in the Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah, how valuable our amal is. And imagine we're making ghibat, and one buzruk is standing nearby, and what he sees? He sees that, you know, urine and excrete coming out of our mouth. They say, some buzruk say also, you know, after you make ghibat, go make wuzu and gargle your mouth again. Because you have just made number two, or number one, through your mouth. Allah Pak save us. One is to do amal, and the other is to safeguard our amal. How are we going to safeguard our amal? Not to do any guna, number one. And number two, let us not become charitable and start collecting all our nakis in the dunya to distribute it in the akhirat. Let's not violate anybody's rights. Let's not violate their right verbally, physically, or in a form of monetary, in whichever form. Let's not violate anybody's right. By making ghibat of somebody, respected elders and friends, we are destroying our akhirat and we are violating that person's right. Allah Ta'ala doesn't take it kindly when we violate the rights of his makhluk. Allah Pak, make it easy for us. Give us tawfiq, respected elders and friends. You know, they say, you know, at home, Whenever you see, you know, you see the auntie is speaking on the phone, just wait 1 minute, I just want to take the pot off the stove. But you know, there's some juicy story that's going to start. Intervene immediately. Don't make hibat. You know what I say? My one teacher was in school, said that, you know, men, you have to watch out. You'll go by the barber shop and you'll go and gossip about a lot there. Allah Pak save us. Allah Pak save us. A simple thing, a simple guna, which is avoidable but destroys our akhirat, which earns us punishment in our qabr till the day of Qiyamah. And on the day of Qiyamah, we're going to be standing like Father Christmas Day, giving all our nakis to everybody. I spoke bad about this person, I spoke bad about that person, and everything. And then we're going to be standing, like how the hadith says, we're going to be standing like paupers in front of Allah Ta'ala, with absolutely nothing to present, because whatever we had distributed, because we had violated the rights of people. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Allah Pak cleanse our hearts. If we have done guna to anybody, spoken evil, ask the person for maaf. Be brave enough, ask the person for maaf. If the person has passed away, the simple thing is to give some charity and make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.